Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
I love his faces he makes when he pitches. He's so funny.
What's your favorite thing to do at Fenway?
Eat hot dogs.
985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Congratulations to the 2018 Boston Red Sox as they have won the championship. There was a big parade that occurred 2 days ago. Young Sick Nicholas was there.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking to people out there.
I got to see Nick out there. People being very generous to Nick Jamelli. So at one point, I walk by Nick, and
that's right.
These people just start pulling out these little bottles of alcohol, and they say, "Hey, Nick, take a shot with us," right on the street.
And I did.
And Nick was like, "Yeah, why the hell not?" And he went and took a shot with them.
It's a Dr. McGillicuddy's.
Dr. McGillicuddy's.
Yep.
Wow, they went top shelf, huh?
I like Dr. McGillicuddy's.
I do, too.
But there's not a ton of alcohol content in that.
No. Freshens your breath, though.
Yeah, if they give you the menthol.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a minty type thing?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you just have a Dr. McGillicuddy's? Get in the spirit of things.
I just saw it from a distance. Now, I did see, however, that woman offer you a joint.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said no.
And that you said no. And to that I said it's legal.
It's true, but I don't know what's in that.
It's a good point.
You know?
Now, that's a good point. If it's like in a bottle, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, yeah,
it's true.
Never smoke a pre-rolled by someone you don't know.
That happened to me at a 311 concert.
Or was it?
Chill.
I just saw them on the Audience Network.
There. Really?
Yeah, I love that he is from Nebraska and has that horribly offensive fake patois. Not offensive in a racial sense.
What's this,
offensive
recent?
To our intelligence.
When you're in Jamaica, in the Angel City.
Yeah, like, no, you're from Nebraska. You're not allowed to do that.
That's right. It's the Cornhusker accent.
No, it's not anything racial or anything like that. It's offensive to me as a human being.
Sure, you know.
And by the way, the band, still the same. S.A. Martinez, so important.
So important to that band.
That's right.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got the sweet rapping skills. All right, so Nick was down there, and there was really, honestly, no bigger pink hat gathering than a celebration parade. Like, whenever the team wins, a lot of people show up. Some people don't even really care anything about the team that was there. It's just a street party. So this was a perfect occasion for Nick to go out and do another edition of Ask a Pink Hat, the final of the 2018 Red Sox series, and here's how it works. We will meet our contestant that Mr. Nick met on the street, And then he will ask her a series of questions having to do with either baseball in general or the Red Sox. And Fred, you and John just have to guess whether or not she will get it correct, okay?
Okay.
It is that simple.
Well,
so let's...
They never get them correct, so let's... You got to kind of guess.
What it is they're actually going
this
to
This one
say.
Might. I have a feeling that this might be the week.
Well, then everyone turn off the radio.
We're ending with a bang.
That's right.
All right. So here we go.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes. Yes.
All right. How long have you been a Red Sox fan?
Oh, my God. Since...
Forever.
2000... What, how old am I?
1998. Yeah.
All right.
We're off to a roaring
start. You can tell Nick's had a couple of McGillicuddies.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Now, are there two girls?
There's actually like three.
Okay.
There's about three girls.
There was a gaggle.
It's a group. It's a group, yes.
See, I could probably 20, do a video 20? Better than her.
So since like 2003.
All right, cool. Who's your favorite player?
Oh, Pedroia.
Ew, Pedroia's right? So ugly.
Pedroia?
Sorry.
No.
Who's that? Who do you think is a hunk?
Andrew Benintendi.
Oh,
obviously.
Oh, she thinks he's so attractive.
Who is it?
Jacoby Ellsbury is also my favorite.
Your favorite guy. Andrew.
I know, but Andrew Benintendi.
Yeah.
Benintendi.
Yes, he's very attractive.
From the Gambino.
Good old Andrew Benintendi. That's the Steve Rule pronunciation. Andrew Benintendi. Who cares?
Who cares? Yeah. I got three pizzas.
I just like they're coming out with Ellsbury. I mean, but you want to talk about making a hunk branding on the women's mind. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you like what. That guy came to play. He just came in and slayed.
You should have asked him how he did in the World Series.
Yeah, that's true. I should have asked that. Another failure, Nick.
Okay, great. All right.
Okay, so stop. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play the question, and then you guys guess whether or not you get this question correct.
This ain't my first one.
I know.
What position does Mookie Betts play?
Okay, Mookie Betts. What position does Mookie Betts play?
I am going to go batter.
I'm going to say catcher.
I'm going to say right. That you are very bold to think that they know
catcher.
That. I am going to say batter, ladies and gentlemen.
What position does Mookie Betts play?
Third. Base.
All right.
Okay, all right, no.
All right, knew a position.
She knew a position.
Knew a position. Knew a position.
Right,
you thought she wouldn't know any position. She knew a position.
She knew a position. It took her a second. Third. Base.
And then base.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Name three current pitchers for the Boston Red Sox.
Okay, no, three Jesus current pitchers for the Boston, many of which she just saw in front of her on a duck boat.
That's right, with signs telling you the names
with
of those pitchers.
Now, it doesn't say the position, so maybe she just named some of the people who are up there.
Okay.
All right. Andrew Benintendi.
Yep, that'll be one.
Is going to be one. David Ortiz. And David Ortiz, Andrew Benintendi, and then Pitcher McJones.
Pitcher McJones.
She'll say she knows Alex Cora. She'll say Cora and not know Cora's first name.
She'll really know that. That's a good call.
You think she's going to know Alex Cora's?
Yes, I think she knows Alex Cora's name.
No
All right,
way.
I will bet, I'll go 10-1 that she doesn't know Alex.
Okay. All right.
Name three current pitchers for the Boston Red Sox.
Poppy.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
One.
Freddie T.
There's one. Freddie's got one.
Fred's got one. Yeah.
Pedroia. Oh,
damn it.
Oh, I should have known that. Yeah.
All right.
Ortiz. Rookie Betts.
Okay. That's just another name because he mentioned it before.
Right. Sure.
Hey, you got one out of three. One out of four. They kind of threw in. They said Big Poppy and Ortiz, which I believe they probably think are two different people.
I would imagine that's the case. All right. We continue.
What is the name of the manager for the Boston Red Sox?
Here you go, John. This is setting it up for you.
No. I'm not making that mistake again. No siree, Bob. Going to skip right over that one. She's going to say Ortiz again. Ortiz is the manager of the Red Sox.
She's going to answer that until she gets one right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Pedroia?
Yeah, I say Ortiz.
Okay.
I'm going Pedroia.
What is the name of the manager for the Boston Red Sox?
George Frank.
Of course.
How did I not get that?
At this point, we should have asked Nick with all the drinks that were in him.
He's like, hey. She knows something.
I got to deal with all these a-holes telling me how much my dad is better than I am.
I'm going to drink myself out of this funk.
I sleep on a recliner.
George Frank?
Is that close? Is that close?
Go ahead. Say it one more time.
George Frank?
You're correct.
Is this... No freaking way.
All right. Name three players on the Dodgers.
Okay. Three players on the Dodgers.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
A good question would be, who did they play in the World Series?
Yeah.
Jeter. George Frank and John Paul Gossier.
Is that the guy from Saved by the Bell?
Yep, that's Mark Paul Gossier.
Okay, my Jean Paul.
Ryder Storm.
Ryder Storm, I'll go with that. That's good.
Okay.
All right, name three players on the Dodgers.
Let me think. LeBron James, Bryce Winski. James Campbell.
All right.
Okay, all right. Those are just like syllables. Those are just, that's just random syllables.
James Campbell.
Bryce Winski.
Bryce Winski?
Yeah. I liked him in the T-Mobile ad.
Okay. All right. Who was the MVP of the World Series?
Okay, who's the MVP of the World Series?
Ortiz.
Yeah, no, I was going to say Ortiz. She'll say Ortiz.
All right. Who was the MVP of the World Series? Come on.
Pedroia.
Oh! You were right there.
Like, that's around
what,
it.
That's one of the. That's like the RSTLNE on the Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
It's going to be Pedroia or Ortiz every single time.
Damn it!
No! Really? Name three other teams in the AL East.
Okay, three other teams in the AL East.
All right, Yankees. Oh, she'll know Yankees. She'll
no,
say
she
Yankees. Yankees, Dodgers. And Yankees, Dodgers, and Peoria.
Bruins, Celtics.
We've had a Peoria before.
That's true.
I think we have.
She'll say Bruins, Celtics, and Patriots.
No, she'll say Dodgers and Yankees. I can almost guarantee it.
Name three other teams in the AL East.
Tuesday's coming. I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know. Listen, we're Patriots fans. We just came here to get drunk.
Fair enough.
The truth comes out.
Yeah. It's almost Tuesday, man. There's no question about that.
What difference does that make? Dude, I have no idea what that means. Is that some sort of code?
Listen, we're Patriots fans. We just came here to get drunk.
Yeah, of course you did. Name three teams. Tuesday's coming.
She goes, I don't know, man. Tuesday's coming.
And by the way, it's Wednesday when she answered that question.
Well, okay.
So it's a long way to Tuesday.
Well, sure. Maybe she's a big Leonard Skinner fan. And
Tuesday's gone.
Tuesday's gone with the wind.
He probably is.
All right. Jared Carabas was on one of the duck boats. He's from Barstool. We'll talk to him in just a moment.
Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
We are now honored to welcome the governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, the Honorable Charlie Baker. Woo! Woo! It never gets old.
Can you believe how much swag is out there? It's great! Never gets old.
It never gets old, does it? These duck boats rolling through. I was thinking in a lot of cities, a lot of states, you wake up with helicopters overhead, you're worried something bad's going on. Here, it means the duck boats are rolling through town.
Absolutely. And by the way, how many of you have only lived in the 2000s for the Red Sox? I got to tell you, for all of those with gray hair, you are living in the golden years, folks.
Body over here. A party over there. Wave your hands in the air. Shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy.
Woo!
It is Hitman.
Woo! Sweet! Woo! Woo! Woo!
It was awesome!
Woo! 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 Woo!
That was sweet! Sweet!
Nine to five, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich from Barstool Sports, where he is all over the place. His name is Jared Carabas. Mr. Carabas, hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is actually my first appearance on the Sports Hub since the Red Sox won the World Series. I have a strict rule that if I can't remember being on the air, then it doesn't count.
That's right. Apparently you called into Zolak and Bertrand. Was that from the boat or was that after you were off the boat?
That was after I got off the boat, but it was actually trickery by Bertrand because he called me from his cell phone. And I answered because I saw his name. I think they were trying to call me from the Sports Hub hotline, and I don't answer numbers that I don't have saved in my phone. So Bertrand called me from his cell phone. I answered, and I had no idea that I was even on the air.
So at what time, what was the last thing you remember before you, I don't want to say blacked out, but before the memory starts to get foggy? Yeah.
Oh, I for sure blacked out. There were things, like I was with my podcast co-host, and he was telling me things about meeting people after we got off the duck boat, and I was like, yeah, I don't recall that whatsoever.
All right. So you were on the when you were on the boat. First of all, who were you on the duck boat with?
His name is Coley. He's my Section 10 podcast co-host.
Okay. All right. Were there any players on the same boat? Because I saw you on the boat. I just can't remember if there's any players on there with you.
Oh yeah, it was me, JD Martinez, Rafael Devers, and Hector Velasquez.
Wow, because you didn't get a crap boat then. Because there's ones like, you know, like Fred and I were on the one for the Bruins, and that was just like us and like
people who paid to be in.
And it was like Tom Karen, and like other people from like Nesson,
like dudes that owned restaurants.
So we were like the letdown duck boat, you know, and we were sandwiched between I think like Marshan and Recky or something. So we were like, all right, hurry up, move on. But that's great. I mean, that's got to be. What was happening on the boat? Was everybody, did they bring booze onto the boat, or did the stuff you drink, was it all thrown at you?
Oh, no. We had zero booze to start, but thank you to the city of Boston. It was an open bar, the entire parade, and it was actually, we got to a point where it became a war zone. Like, you couldn't tell the difference between if that was a nip flying at your face or if it was confetti. Like, we were flinching at confetti because people were just firing nips at us and beer cans. I got smashed in the mouth with a beer can. I had a fat lip for like the second half of the parade, but I had no clue that that happened either.
Now, you did one heroic act that I'm told is that you were able to catch two fireball nips and then immediately down them hands-free.
On national TV, yeah, that one. I think MLB Network got a close up of that one. That was that. I knew that it was a once in a lifetime experience, and for me, I don't really drink ever during baseball games. Like, I'm always working. So they're talking about it on the Barstool Rundown, and they're showing all the clips of me doing whatever on the duck boats. And they summed it up perfectly. They said, "This is an entire season's worth of drinking crammed into one day," and that's basically what it was.
Okay, so there's, I mean, I remember the Celtics parade almost more than anything, with Kevin Garnett being the guy who showed up and admitted that he had been drinking for like 48 hours, and so he was already wrecked at the beginning of the parade. Were there any Red Sox players, because I know the night before they went to that nightclub and spent $300,000, were there any Red Sox players who showed up and they were ripe, they had been drinking, and they were ready to go?
I don't know to start, because I mean, the parade started at 11. We got in the duck boat super early, and so we could really only see the players that were in our boat and the boat next to us. And everyone seemed pretty fine to start the parade. I mean, there were only maybe a couple guys that were drunker than me, to be honest with you, by the end of it. But that was my celebration, though, because I didn't even get to celebrate after they won. We were out in LA, so it was such a weird thing with like the time zone, because when they won in Boston in 2013, they let people stay until like 3 o'clock in the morning at Fenway, but they were kicking people out at 9:30 West Coast time, so you still had the whole night ahead of you. But I had an early flight the next morning, so I had to go back to the hotel. I blogged about the game, and then I just didn't even go out. So this was the parade was really my first celebration. The players, they did the post game celebration. They did the nightclubs in the nights afterwards. This was like my first sip of alcohol since they won the World Series. So I saved it up and I definitely earned that opportunity.
Yeah, there's nothing to be ashamed of. This is a point of great pride. Now, did you go out with those guys at all outside of the parade?
No, I didn't. I kind of like leave that to them. You know, that's their thing, and you know, the parade was kind of my chance to get to, like, you know, say hey, congrats to a bunch of different guys that, you know, we've either interviewed over the course of the year. But yeah, when they celebrate, that's their thing. I'll leave them be.
Well, I know they actually like you, which is rare in this town. So
it's weird.
It's very weird. Now, you're friendly with David Price. Did you get a chance to talk to him at all, you know, after the World Series? And what was he like?
No, I sent him a message. I reached out, you know, just like a summarization of kind of the – when we started communicating in 2014, it was like, you know, we've been in touch for – four different organizations for him. So it was kind of like a heartfelt message type thing. So for him, I'm happy for him. There's a lot of guys. That's the other thing too. There's a lot of guys on this team that over the last couple of years or so, I've had the chance to learn their own personal stories. So that's why, you know, 13 was great. Obviously 04 was great. 07 is the redheaded stepchild of the championships. But for 18, you know, you get to know some of these guys' personal stories. So it's like your favorite team wins the World Series, but then you also have these guys that you've, you know, come in contact with that you're rooting for their personal stories. So I think that's what made it so special.
Okay, so you busted your ass all year, and this is not kissing your ass. We've had you on a million times, and you're one of the better Red Sox insiders that we talk to. But you got a lot of crap last night, apparently. I saw on Twitter from Dave Portnoy. What's going on there?
Yeah, so Dave is he's the most rational, fair boss ever dream up. So he got upset because we didn't send out a tweet with a link to the merch during the parade. And that apparently torpedoed the thousands of hours of work that went in to earn the opportunity to get on the duck boat. There was no like, hey, good job this season. It was, hey, you didn't send out a link to a hoodie during the parade. So that cost the company $200,000. And I don't know where he got that number from.
I think that's off the top of the head, maybe exaggerated a little bit.
Yeah, no, my counter to that was, if I can send out one tweet and earn $200,000, then what am I doing working here? So I think we started a little campaign last night, hashtag save the rocket, buy some Barstool merch. And people responded very well to that, so I'm trying to recoup some of the funds that we've lost by getting the Barstool merch plastered all over every news outlet that covers the team.
All right.
Well, in fairness, he needs the money.
Yeah, he does. He's struggling.
There was something in there. I saw the tweet. It was like, sometimes we get complacent. Almost.
Yes,
as if he
that
was calling,
it. It was
he's calling
too
you complacent, complacent
yeah.
After all of that?
Yeah, I could have murdered someone after I saw that tweet, to be honest with you. When I saw that, I was like, there's no way that this guy can possibly be serious. Like, I'm a robot. I literally have no life. I have zero life. Every second that I have, I will dedicate to this job, to Dave Portnoy, to Barstool Sports, to covering the Red Sox. That's just what I do. So to imply that I'm complacent because after a World Series championship, I took 2 hours to enjoy it. I let's just say I disagree with the sentiment.
Yeah, it's your reward. I mean, it's your reward. I mean, if you would have thought when you were a kid that you'd be on a duck boat doing fireballs with the guys on the team, I mean, you wouldn't have believed it.
Yeah, no, I for sure. It was a dreamlike experience. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I know that I don't belong on there, but since I had the opportunity, I made the most of every second that I was on there.
Oh,
so
dude,
believe me. That's what I had to do.
There's people on those boats that don't deserve it nearly as much as you. I can tell you that for a fact. All right.
Well, that's why you guys are the best.
All right, there you go. All right, Jared, how do people follow you and realize that you are not indeed complacent?
And buy a hoodie.
and buy a hoodie. Save my job. Thank you. Store.barstoolsports.com is the only link that I'm going to pimp out here because I'm a company guy. I need Dave to get an extra pool at his Nantucket house. Please, store.barstoolsports.com and buy some merch. Thank you.
It's hard to feel bad for a guy who has a pool in Nantucket where he drinks champagne and posts videos of him smoking cigars. All right.
Champagne doesn't buy itself, guys.
That's right. Yeah. All right, Jared Carrabas, man. Thank you so much, and thanks for everything you've done over the season for us.
Well, thank you guys for having me all year long. It's been a lot of fun. I love the way that you guys cover sports. That's the way that it should be done.
Thanks,
all right,
man.
Thanks,
appreciate
man. We
it.
Really appreciate it. All right. Rich Schertenlieb had a bit of a sitch. His friend received a very odd Halloween treat, mm-hmm. and then a bunch of people called in. We didn't have time to get to him, but we can revisit this. This is something that... thank God I've never gone through.
Oh, I mean, this is, and it's kind of almost like the more hick the neighborhood, the bigger the chance that you're going to get something odd in your bag. Except the Dennis Eckersley thing. That was just strange.
Yeah, I mean, I've given out candy and run out and like desperately tried to find things.
Well, then you just turn the light off. Then
no,
you just
no, like Go-Gurts and stuff. like I panicked.
Just something from the fridge.
Yeah. Yeah, I've like panicked. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have that for you. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich are always with you.
That's just gross.
Open the 98.5 The Sports Hub app, and you'll be listening to Boston's home for sports. It's just that simple.
Okay, you sold me.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's just the greatest thing that's ever happened. The show that both Rich and I will be attending.
Oh, there's no doubt. This is a show you have to go to. Your stomach will hurt from laughing.
And your pants may not be ladies. Your pants might not be suitable for the ride home.
Your pants might not be suitable.
Yeah, you got an embarrassing wet mark.
All right. An ankle jean. Be listening this morning at 8:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see Kiss on their End of the Road World Tour, which is definitely going to be the last time they're here. End of the World Tour.
Is cool.
Yes, it is cool, as a matter of fact.
I've been promised they'll play room service. Coming to TD Garden this March. Tickets on sale today. Get them today at 10 a.m. through all Ticketmaster's outlets. Beat Mark Mingles to the front of the line.
To all the girls! Girls, let me hear you!
So it should be pretty damn good.
Hey, Rhodey! Pick everyone up. That's not yelling.
Just to make sure we can... Just to make sure that if you're blind, you can figure out who I want backstage.
Ladies, yell! Everyone else,
be cool. Backstage. By the way, I saw a story today. Ace Frehley just joined him on stage in the Kiss crew, which means that that's a bigger chance that you might get Drunken Ace on stage with them.
Ace has been with Paul. Ace has done some stuff with Paul recently. He was on the private plane.
Okay.
And then Ace tried to crash it. But he was unsuccessful.
Well, that is going to be a show worth seeing. Something that I was texted over, this was last night. So a friend of mine who he doesn't live here, but he sent me a text. He said that his kid went trick-or-treating, and when they're going through the candy, he found what I showed you, Fred.
Yeah, it's a packet of packets, several packets of ketchup.
Yeah, a handful of ketchup packets. So apparently he asked his kid about it, and he said, yeah, there's this guy who him and a bunch of his friends were trick-or-treating, and the guy answered the door and reached in a bowl, and it was a bowl full of ketchup packets and was throwing it in all the kids' bags. So to me, that's it. And by the way, this wasn't the weird guy that is at the end of the neighborhood you could tell just forgot to do Halloween. Like, this guy was right in the middle of all the houses. The light was on, and there were kids who came up after him. So this is like, that's what he decided to give out. Like, dude probably went to McDonald's, grabbed a whole big stack of them, put them in his bag, and then just gave those away.
I think you're giving him too much credit. I think that that's just years and years and years of lonely takeout orders just just like just a drawer full of
yeah.
Like I don't want to waste them.
Oh sure. Well, there was a when I was a kid, one of our friends got a lighter in his bag, which is the greatest. Like when you're 9 and someone gives you a lighter, is there anything cooler than that?
I mean, we were setting fires when I was 9, so yes.
Well, without a doubt. I got a roll of candy one time that said Zep on the side of it, and Zep was a chemical cleaner company, which, of course, my parents immediately threw out. But I completely forgot about one weird thing that we also got in our neighborhood, is we went to one house, and I think this was like a situation like you had, Fred, where you just ran out of stuff.
Yeah.
And the guy put a can of soda in my bag.
I thought about that. I thought about doing that.
Just really? give it a can of soda?
Yeah, because between all the homeless that were coming by our house, I managed to run out of candy.
What do you mean there were homeless that came by?
I told you this yesterday.
I know, but did they knock and they say trick-or-treat? Or
yes.
What?
And they were adult homeless people.
It wasn't someone dressed up in a costume?
Even if it was, there were 40. Who goes as a bum?
I don't know.
We lived right next to the project.
Was he a bum, a clown? Did he have a bag on a stick?
No, he smelled like a bum.
Did you give him candy?
I locked the door. No, I gave him candy.
Yeah, you have to at that point.
And I just like the idea of like, oh, well, it's good for... No, it's not.
All right.
A mini Snickers isn't going to help the guy.
He wants one, so why not, you know?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Take some candy that won't go to a kid.
617-779-0985. We've got some strange ones this morning of things that their kids got in their Halloween case. And Bert was telling us earlier that Dennis Eckersley would leave on his front porch because he lived in his neighborhood a bunch of signed Dennis Eckersley cards. To that I say, that's awesome. Like, is that supposed to suck? You got a signed Dennis Eckersley card? That's phenomenal.
Yeah, and one was just a rag with some armor that said, you have permission to wipe down the marrow.
Just get the old marrow ready to go.
Yeah, you have shine those wheels up real nice.
Yeah, I used to get Bibles, like mini Bibles, all the time. Like that wasn't even strange. Like remember I grew up in Kennesaw where you had to own a handgun. Like that was such a normal thing that you would get. It's like the guy who gave out pencils. Every year we got a mini Bible when we got home.
Yeah, it's good. I'm sure that you immediately went and read it.
Yes, it was our favorite thing we got that night.
I mean, it saved you. I mean, what kid doesn't want a mini Bible? Like, it's not only would a real Bible be great, but a Bible with the typesetting that you need a microscope to look at.
Right, the kill your eyes Bible.
Right. Oh, hey, what's this? What's this holy Bible?
Somebody said I ran out of candy, so I grabbed a handful of gravy bouillon cubes because they looked like candy.
I went Froger. I went into the tubes of Froger. So I hope they got home lickety-split before they went bad. Greg, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey. Yeah, so when I was a little kid with my sister, we were walking down the road, and there's a big apartment complex. And we go out the door, and there's like these stoner kids inside there that are, this is like probably like the middle of the 90s. And we walk out the door after this group of kids, and these guys laugh. You know, they're eating their Chinese food, and they're hanging out, handing out individual packets of soy sauce.
Well, at least Rich's friend got a bunch of packets.
Yeah, he got a handful of ketchup packets.
These were just individual packets, like probably left over from nights and nights of takeout, but every kid was getting one, and it's. We're lucky.
Yeah, I mean, you are lucky. You could now enjoy your sushi. You know what I keep?
What's that?
And I hoard them at my parents' house because there's nothing. Is it Taco Bell hot sauce? I hoard them.
They're amazing. Like the hot sauce there's amazing.
Interestingly enough, don't go bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No need to be refrigerated.
So he said a guy on my street was handing out Capri Suns. It wasn't even an emergency situation. It was like the very first house we went to at 5:30.
I think that my kids got Capri Sun.
They give it a Capri Sun?
Yeah.
I don't know. Someone said mini Bibles and lighters, the perfect Halloween. You bet your ass it was.
Yeah.
Don't combine the two, though, man.
No, and you could go, you could have been a heretic. You could have gone up on their lawn and really offended them. Brendan, go ahead.
Yeah, so we have this crazy guy in our neighborhood. He's got, Confederate flags flying all over the place. And he gave out copies of the Constitution to all the kids during Halloween.
Did he take out the amendment that freed the slaves?
I don't know what he was doing. He just everyone knows he was crazy. But I still feel like he had a line of kids at his door just because they were just going to mess with him.
Oh yeah, you want to see what the crazy guy gives you that year?
Yeah, because again, you're going to go home and read the Constitution. I just love the idea of a mini Bible. But by the way, those are probably free too.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know what? I bet that is a situation where, because it's funny. I talked to my wife, and Mary told me, she goes, I don't remember going trick or treating until I was like too old to go trick or treating, because she came from a really religious family. And they would go to this church gathering. They called it like the fall festival to keep them away from any of the scary witches and haunts that might be out there.
Yeah.
Because who knows? They might all of a sudden become possessed by the devil because they saw a kid in a demon mask.
Right. I mean, and you never know what those witches are going to do. They could really brew something up that gives you the business. Hey, don't go out trick-or-treating. The witches could put fake stuff on you. Imagine that. Hey, this witch. She's none too pleased with you.
So he said we had an older lady take a Polaroid picture of the group of kids I was with, and she gave him the picture. I'm convinced she kept one for herself and probably has a will in her basement with a little white dog.
No, she probably has it framed, and she pretends that it's her grandkids that never visit. All right, we'll take a break and take your phone calls.
For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Oh, yeah. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see Kiss on their End of the Road World Tour coming to the TD Garden this March. Tickets on sale today at 10 a.m. through all Ticketmaster outlets. And you will definitely never see them again.
Oh, without a doubt.
Like 20 years ago, when Rich and I saw them for their final tour.
We start lobbying to interview them backstage now. Like, today is the day that we start bugging all parties involved that you and I need to interview them backstage.
I want to talk about my eye.
I'm
like Rembrandt of Van Gogh. I had a bad ear.
I've interviewed 3 out of 4, so have you. Everybody but Peter Criss we've talked to. Ace Frehley is one of the best interviews we've ever done.
Yeah, Ace is great.
He was great.
Ace got nothing to lose.
Gene Simmons, you can give or take.
Gene Simmons just doesn't care what you ask him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he just wants to pimp the product. I mean, you could ask him anything, and he doesn't care. Mm-hmm. Paul just wanted to talk about his eye. I'm going to be at the Framingham Mall with my eye. And it was inspired by my ear. All right, so Rich's friend got all these ketchup packets. His kid got them when he was trick-or-treating. Mark, go ahead.
So we had a guy in our neighborhood that used to give out firecrackers to all the kids. And our parents would make sure we never went to his house, but we'd always find our way over there.
Now, no one ever spoke to the man? Like, hey, this might be a bad idea?
I don't think my parents did. I don't know if anyone else did. They would just tell us to avoid the house. But there'd always be like one of our friends that would get over there and grab like 6 packs of firecrackers for us.
That sounds like a guy who's trying to lure you in.
Yeah, you're right. That's good.
So you could get the firecrackers, the lighter, and the Bible, get all hopped up on sugar, and have a good night to yourself.
That's right.
You got a party. Somebody just tweeted us and said, my friend and I went to a house where they invited us in. Obvious no-no, but we were like 13 and greedy for candy. And this lady had her father/grandfather ? Read our fortunes. He was literally just an old dude in a wheelchair dressed as a gypsy.
Oh, well, you want him all over
your
hand.
Get out!
You want him, you know, caressing your hand all day. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Steak and Eggs, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Mark?
You haven't been trick-or-treating until you grew up in the North End, where sometimes you had to walk up 2, 3, maybe 4 flights of stairs to get candy. And then when you got up there, my mother's girlfriend would be like, hey, I got the coffee on. You want some coffee? And we had to sit there for 20 minutes and wait to go to the next apartment building. By the time my mother was done with the coffee, my bag was almost empty.
Now, did you ever find a man in a recliner?
No, I never met Nick Jamelli. Mark Jamelli.
Mark Jamelli.
Never met him.
All right, Nick, what did Mark Jamelli give away for Halloween? And microphone would be required.
And I'll make meatballs.
Did he go, Simple Mind Manhattan?
I don't know. I think he, you know what? I think he gave out Whoppers.
Oh.
Oh.
Whoppers.
Like Burger King Whoppers?
Bag, though, so it's like Twizzlers and Whoppers and Snickers and, you know, the small.
Is he a big talker while he's giving away the stuff?
From what I remember, yeah, he was always really happy to see the
what's
kids around.
A couch when he got reclined.
But that
did he not want to put on airs though? Did he not want everyone to see three recliners?
No, like, the three is too mind blowing for him. You know,
yeah. Did he not want to like you might get break ins if people see that you have three recliners?
Do you have spooky Halloween decorations?
Get out of here, cat!
Is the cat black?
No, the cat was not black.
Okay.
Pretty good with his paws, too.
Belichick all of a sudden showed up to the North End, was looking at his cat, you know?
Get out of here, cat!
What would you have for an average meal at home?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, the current cat right now is black.
Oh, ooh, how spooky.
Thank you for saving the day.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what would you normally have for dinner? Like, your dad seems very into preparing food.
It was a lot of, like, pasta. You know, pasta, meatballs, chicken parm.
And how many hours a day would he cook?
He would start early in the afternoon. Yeah.
What did he do for a living?
It's hard to explain, but a printing business.
Okay.
He was involved.
Go Red Sox! Go Red Sox!
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Did he have odd hours?
No.
Okay. He was always there for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at him. Yeah.
All right.
And I'll make meatballs.
Oh.
He's always very happy.
Was he always happy when you were a kid?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he ever go, Nick, you're 2 hours late? Nick, I got a call from the police.
I see him as someone who played Santa Claus a few times.
Oh, he sure did.
Oh, okay, yep. Without a doubt. Like, he's perfect for it.
Yes.
Jamelli Claus.
Did he play solitaire?
Did he play? No, I don't think so, no.
I just picture him sitting at a table playing solitaire.
There
you go, a red king.
Jamelli.
He has the build for Santa Claus. He has a beard and, you know.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Nick.
You're welcome.
There you go. The son of the star, Mark Jamelli.
Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot.
That was just randomly played.
All right. Here are the headlines, no commercials.